We are on Daf Pei Daled Amid Beis. The vein is here. Tofus Amsa the Yasmi Misimtem. The vein is here from the Nosi, from the Beis Hanosi. They were Tefus Ashivche. That wasn't a simte. Yosef Ravabo. So we had before, according to Rab Talfin, the Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechner Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Talfin, even though it's in the Simte, Rabbi Yechner Reish Lakish holds that it's still not considered metaltali diyasmi. Yosef, Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche, Yosef, Rabbi Abi Gabayu. Omalohu, so they told them, Shaper Tafsi Tuha. Yeah, you good, it was a good Tvise, we passed him like Rab Talfin. Even though it was besimted, it's still not considered Birshus Hayesaimim. Omalohu, Rab Abe. So Rab Abe spoke very critically against them, Mishum de Beinesi Anino Machnefisu Lohu. You're confining them, they're from the Nosi, so you passing like Raptalfin. But Doin Daini Ke Raptalfin, there was a Maise, Dayona passing like Raptalfin, Vahadri Reishlokish of the Minayun, Reishlokish was Marzid the Mamim to the Yisaimim. So Mamele here, it's also the same thing. So Taisva says, Yosef Ababe Gabayu, Mash Mahoche de Sover Ababe, da Avdeki Metaltali Domi. That an Eved is like Metaltalim, so it's Metaltali Diyasmi, according to Rabbi Kiva. Avgav de pek yeshnoichlem sholach abab aloche goyvim min avodim amrinen hosem maskone de ein goyvim nitme. Zog te gemore weiter. Yemer barchoshu vamasik beizuzi bahu gavre. Yemer barchoshu was moaning money from a certain person. Shochif, that person died. Vishovik Arbe, and he left over a ship. Omale Lishluchei, so Yeme Bachoshi told his Shliach, Zil Topso Nele. Go and chop it before the Yisaimim get a hold of it. Go chop it. Ozal Topso. So he went and chopped it. Pogu bei Rav Pope ve Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua. So Rav Pope ve Rav Yeshua saw the shliach who chapt for Yeme Bachoshi. Omalei atayfis lebalchoy bemokim shechav lacherem. That means your tvise is chav lacherem. We'll see they were also malvis. So by chapping for Yeme Bachoshi, you're mafsidot. Ba'omer Rab Yochanan atayfis lebalchoy b'mokim shechav la'achayrim loikone. No, so he can't chap for yeme b'achoshu, so finished. So he leaves the ship. Tavsu o'inu. So these two chapted Rab Papa, Rab Huna b'reid, Rab Yeshua. They're also malbis. So Memele, now he's out of the picture, so they chapted. Rav Pope Mimlach Meluchi, Rav Pope was rowing it with oars, and Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Mamsech Lo Ba'ashle, he was pulling it with a rope. Maro Marano Kanina Lo Lekulo, Maro Marano Kanina Lo Lekulo. Now there was a Machlekes, which one is making a better Tvise? If the one who was rowing it was a better Tvise, the one who was pulling was a better Tvise. Yeah. Boga Bahu Rav Pinchas Barami, Rav Pinchas Barami met them, Omalohu, רב שמור דמרי תוויו והוא שציבורן ומנוחם ברשוס הרב? כן אורני ביטויפס, if it was ברשוס הרבים, but if it was בסימטה, you can't be טויפס. אמרו לו, הנאנמי מחריפו סודנר תפיסנה. We kept it from... It wasn't the nor, it wasn't on the shore, it wasn't the nor. A nor is like a rishus harab. We chapped it from a nor. It never was yet besimte, so... Osu lekame de rove. So they came to rove. Oma lohu kaki chivri mishalchi glimi de inshi. You are white ducks. And you go and take off the begotten of people. That means, Hochi Omar Rav Nachman Vuhu Shetov Samechaim. Rav Nachman had said, number one, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva, and according to Rabbi Kiva, Tvisa will only help Michaim. But Kibeger is a psmoire, he told them, Hochi Omar Rav Nachman Vuhu Shetov Samechaim. You should have told them, we passed on to Rabbi Kiva, like Rav Nachman, according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Kiva, will Tvisa ever help? So Rav Nachman said, yeah, Tvisa Mechaim will help. But, why does it come over here? That's me, Rabbi Kivega wants to say, Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah said, the reason that it's called Metaltoi de Yasmi is because the Balchev is Chayev Shvue, and the Yosh Manat Chayev Shvue, so that's why it's considered Metaltoi de Yasmi. So there's a Shaila, the Yerushalmi Yasakasha, what if he patted the Balchev from a Shvue? So Memele, what would be then? So that's what Rabbi Kivega wants to say, Fakelt, that he told them, could be this was such a case over here. So he says, no, Rav Nachman said, the only case, Rabbi Kiva said this, Yeso says, but the only case Rabbi Kiva holds Tvisa helps is Tavsa Mechaim. That's the only case that helps. Yochai Vashvua, Nit Chai Vashvua, he threw this into the Mishnah. But Lamaisi, he holds that Tvisa will only help Michaim. So Bemela, your Tvisa does not help. You have to give it to the Yisayimim. Let us see Rashi. Choshu Shem Ha'ish. Shochi Va'loive. So the Loive died. Arbe Svine. Omala Yema L'shluchei. Zil Tovsa. Go Chapit. So he chapped it. So when they met the shliach, they told him, "Atayvus lebalchoyv shliach atayvus metalplem shaloyve letzayrich balchoyv b'mokim shechav la'achirim shemavsid balechoyvim achirim b'tfisosay." Loikone the lav kol kminei lochev zek deiliskei zeze tavsu inu. Sha'af heim noishim by mois. They also mund money from him. Mamlech maluchi manhiga ba'ugin shalah. He was guiding it, rowing it with the oars. Shekoyren raimish balaz. Mamlech shekoyren birna. He was rowing it. Loshim ba'yiro hamalochim. Anokani nekula hanhogosi b'riye mishal chaveri. Each one held that his anhog is better. He's a bigger tofus. Machifusa de nor alay mitzanu al sfasano, shikesimte ala mizech chatafnuha. We chapped it from this person, shaymelicha bem tzano, shekola svinis hochisham, vabekirshus harab. Kaki avoizem chivri al shizkenim hoyu, mishalchi glimidim chi mafshitin talisais hanoshim. Now let us see Taisvis. Atayvis lebalchoy b'mokim shechav la'achirim. Kan mashme the afal gav do'oso shliach, even though he made him a shliach. The Omalei Zil Tofso. Here, Yeme Bachoshe made a Mashliach. It's called Omalei Lishluche Zil Tofso. Nele, he told him, he made a Mashliach. Avalochi Loikon. Veloike Moshe Perish Bekuntis Perkamada Bometzia, the Dabke Besheloyoso Shliach Loikon. There's a Merdike Rashi in Bometzia. Rashi in Bometzia says that the whole Aloch of Tavis Lebachoiv is Dabke if he did not make a Mashliach. Here we see Klor, a fellow he made him a shliach, the tvisa does not help. Ashrek luchay kasha and Rashi. We'll come back to this kasha. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan loy kone. It's Rabbi Yochanan knows that Tavis lo bachoyv is not kone. V'im taima demrinim perikamad abob metziyah. Rav Nachman v'Rav Chizda d'omri tavayu amagbiyah metziyah lachavei loy kone chavei. Rav Nachman v'Rav Chizda holds that a magbiyah metziyah lachavei roi, if a person finds a metziyah and he picks it up, Reuven finds it, he picks it up for Shimon. Loy kone chavei roi, so Shimon is not kone. My time at avatoifis labal choy b'mokim shechab lacherim. That means, by picking it up for Shimon, So let's be megashim the Indian. Reuven is picking it up. He sees an aveda. Levi also says it. So Levi starts running to pick it up, and Reuven goes and picks it up and picking it up for Shimon. And Levi starts screaming, "I picked it up for Shimon." So Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda says that that's a teifus labalchay v'mokim shechav lacherem. It's my yubing zeicha for Shimon. You mabsed Levi. Levi wanted to take it for himself. Vim kain. Rabbi Yochanan dom mahosa magbi mitzil lachaveiro ikon lachaveiro. Rabbi Yochanan holds him bob mitzil a magbi mitzil lachaveiro ikon lachaveiro. Sova da teifis lebal choyv kon. So Rabbi Yochanan has to hold a teifis lebal choyv is kon. And here Rabbi Yochanan says a teifis lebal choyv lo ikon. Vishloimer, the Shani Gabi Metsiye, the Kalameimer, Migu, the Zochi Lenavshi, Zochi Nami Lechavre, Mashain Kainoche. So Taisvis answers, we could differentiate between Metsiye and, Balchoi, because by Metsiye, the Zasfore, Migu, the Zochi Lenavshi, Migudi boy zochi lenafshe. If he wanted to, he could be zeicher for himself. Zochi nami lechavre. Now the lomdus of migu the zochi lenafshe. There are two ways how to learn. One way is since it's iboy zochi lenafshe, I could take it for myself. So that makes it ois chav lacherem. What are you tiny glavy? So come dear, if I want, I can take it for myself. It's a metziah. So I want to take it for Shimon. I want to be zoichet for Shimon. So here there's no time of chav lacherim. Kiven di boy zochi lenavshe. By the case of Yeme Bar Choshu, the shliach was a person who has nothing to do. So memela, so that is the dinner, the yechav lacherim, you can't be taifis lebachoy mokim shechav lacherim. But here, since I can take it, for myself, it's not considered chav lacherim. There's another lamdis, migu de yiboy zochi lenavshe, we consider ke'ilu he was zeiche for himself, and it went to Shimon. This is a kaponim, so there, this, by metziah, there's no din of chav lacherim, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, we had the previous Taisvis, Esther Kashe, and Rashi in Bob Metzia. Rashi in Bob Metzia says, a yesod, that the whole chesoron of Taifis lebal choy bemokim shechav lacherim only applies by schia. But if he made him a shliach, there's no chesoron of Taifis lebal choy. So Tashrek. So here we have enough in the Gemara that filled by a shliach. We also say that there's a chesaron of teifus lebal choy. Now on this Rashi, there are There's another kashin. This is a kashin bekiyus. We have a gemara in Subis that says a shliach doesn't help. But Tosfos in Gittin asks a kashin in Lomdus. Tosfos asks that in Svore, what is the chilek if he made him a shliach, if he didn't make him a shliach? Zechiyah mitam shliches. And the Tosfos explains shitas ha-Tosfos. We had a Tosfos in Subis daf Yudalev. That the gather of Zochin La'odam Shalai Befonov is, since it's a schus, Anan Sadi, if you would have known, you would have made him a shliach. So there's a din of Zochin La'odam Shalai Befonov. So every schia that works is pshat is ke'ilu moni l'shliach. So what's the chilik between schia and shliches? That means every schia is also, it's that you have a mini a shliches al Anan Sadi. So why, if he made him a shliach, it does help, and if he didn't make him a shliach, b'tzchi is mitam shliches. So the k'tzois in Simen Kuf Hei, Sivkotan Aleph, the k'tzois first of all wants to explain Shitas Rashi. So the k'tzois explains that, first of all, he says, Rashi did not hold that the halacha of schiye is, since it's a schus, so it's an ansadi, we made him a shliach, is kilo aso shliach. Rashi held that by minui ashliches, it's not sufficient that would I, if he would have known, he would have made him a shliach. That's telling the sugi of Yishalai Medas, they have a Yishalai have a Yish, which we have a whole sugi, if he would have known, he would have been miyayish. And there is a sugya, if he would have known, he would have made him a shliach, but he didn't know. And from the sugya, it seems that one can never become a shliach out such a svare, if he would have known, he would have made him a shliach. Minei hashliches has to be done befeish. So Memela, so he says, schiye zicha does not work like ke'ilu aso shliach. That's what the Ktzai says. So how does chiyah work? Is it in zoch lod mishloi befonav? So he says it's a gzeres akos, we learn that from a posik ish zoiche, that is a din by aschus zoch lod mishloi befonav. Gzeres akos. So one can be zoiche, Reuven can be zoiche v'shimon without a mini ashliches, if it's aschus. So now the Ktzai says as follows. The Ktzai says that this halacha of Zochin La'odam Shalai Befonav, which is a gzeiras hakosav, a new parsha of Schiya, was only said if this inyan is a schus for everybody involved. Then there's a din of Zochin La'odam Shalai Befonav. But if this to be zeiche, if Reuven will be zeiche for Shimon, we are stepping on ladies' toes, so this is, it's a schus. For Shimon it's a schus, for Levi it's a choy. Then bechlal there's no aloch of zochin lodom shalai beponim. He says the parsha of schiyah was only said by a schus. When it's a pure schus, then there's a parsha of schiyah that Reuven can be zeiche for Shimon. But if it's a pula that for Shimon it's a schus, for Levi it's a choy, there's no din. There's no din of zochin lodom shalai beponim. Zogt Rashi, but that's in the parsha of Zochin La'odam Shalai Befonav. But if he made him a shliach, so then that's the parsha of shliches. So if he made him a shliach, so what's gave me on? Yochav lachem, nishchav lachem. He made him a shliach. Shluch shodim kemais. That is how the Ktzois fa'emphas Rashi. That means that Rashi learned the whole chesorin of Chav L'Acherim was only said in the Parsha of Schiye. There's a new Parsha of Schiye that Zochin, that even without a Minui, one could be Zeiche for someone else. So this Parsha was said with certain Tnoim, with certain Agdores. The Parsha of Schiye was only said if it's a Schus for everyone. But for him it's a Schus, for him it's a Chayt. I don't have a Parsha. So if you don't have a Parsha,
So was steht sich, that Shimon, Reuben cannot do anything for Shimon without a parsha. You need a parsha to tell me bechlal that it works. And the parsha was only said in certain instances. But shlichus, if a person makes a shliach, so then he made him a shliach, so why shouldn't it help? That's what the Ksai says according to Rashi. Now, Tosfos doesn't learn like this. Tosfos holds chiyuv mitam shlichus, he made him a shliach. So Tosfos says, what's the chilek if he made him a shliach, or what's a non tzaddik kilo made him? He made him a shliach. So just like chiyuv doesn't help, shlichus also doesn't help, but there's no difference. So he says, what is the svara of Tosfos? So let's understand. So what's the svara of Tosfos? A Tosfos labal choyv. B'mokim shechav l'acherem does not help. I made you a shliach, so what's geit meron? So Tosfos held that to be chav l'acherem, only a baldova could do it. That means you're doing a pula, and we'll elaborate a little on this nekuda soon. But in order to do a pula that is chav l'acherem, only a baldova could do it. But a strange person who's not involved in the whole parsha should do a pu'ule that is chav l'acherem, and that was never said the aloch of shlichus. Shlichus, that means a pu'ule of chav l'acherem can only be done through a baldova. Not a baldova can't be done. You don't have a koyach to do a pu'ule which is chav l'acherem. We learned in the next Tosfos es akasha astira in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that ha-magvi metzila chaveiroi, kone chaveiroi. In Rabbi Yochanan, so then he holds Tosfos l'balcherem, b'mokim shechav l'acherem. Tosfos l'balcherem, shechav l'acherem, loy kone. So Tosfos is a teretz metzia, there's a mile of migudi boi zochi l'navshe. That's Tosfos teretz. The Ramban in Bob Metzia says a different teretz, a yesodistic teretz. The Ramban says Rabbi Yochanan holds Metzia is not chav l'acherim. The kiven de loizoche bo odom, we said before a story that Reuven saw Metzia and he wants to pick it up for Shimon. And Lev is running to pick it up. Fine, but Levi has no bailus in the Metzia. So the kiven de loizoche ba'odom laf choyva hi loy imeinei moitza. So why you didn't pick it up? You could have made $1 million in a second if you picked it up. Fine, but it's not yours. You didn't pick it up, so I picked it up for Shimon. So what's his? That's not called chav l'acherem. Avol bal choif, but by a choif, that means, let's say, the case of argemore. Argemore, you have a loiva borrowed from three people. He borrowed from Yeme bar Choshu, he borrowed from Rapope, he borrowed from a few people. Kivin shehu chayev loy. So, the loiva owes Rapope also. V'nichsoyu inun arevim boy. That means that my nechosim ha-meshubet ha-rapope is mi she-moitzien mirshusoy v'shibudoy. That means the arbe was meshubet ha-rapope also. And you're going and you're being mafkia from my shibud. You're taking it. So Mishlob, if Yemer Bachoshu would come and take it for himself, no, he's a Malva just as we are a Malva. So he's taking it for himself. But a strange person should go and take Bimavkiya Ashibud. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, Atoivis labalchoy b'mokim shechav l'acherim loikon. You're not b'koyach to be mafkiya ashibut. And that's the slumdest that we had said, that only a baldovo could be mafkiya from the shibut. Not a baldova can't be mafkiya from the shibud. So Rav Reuven wants to say that the Emerson we have here a machloikis, the way the Ramban explains, we have here a machloikis Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan. Rav Nachman said, "Hamagbiya metziya lachaveiroi loikona chaveiroi." So Rav Nachman said, "There's a din of toifis labalchoy by metziya also, even though the slavey doesn't have any schusim in the metziya." But that's Rav Nachman said, "Hamagbiya metziya loikona chaveiroi. It's toifis labalchoy." Rav Nachman held, "What's the reason? I'm not taking away anything from you." Rav Nachman held the tzaisas for him. The whole parsha of Zochin Lo'odom, Shaloi Befonov, that there's a chiddush ha-toyre, that someone could be zoiche, Reuven could be zoiche for Shimon without a mini, is dafke if it's a schus for everyone. But if this Zochin will hurt someone, that means Levi wants to pick up the metziah. So by being zoiche for Shimon, we're hurting Levi, and that is no parsha of Zochin Lo'odom. That is according to Rav Nachman, who holds by metziah this also a din of teifes lebal choy. And Rashi in Baba Metziah says it in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Amagbiya metziah lechaveiroi." Rashi says, "Davke b'deloy aso shliach, avol aso shliach." So my mail then it will help, because Rashi understood what is pshat in Rav Nachman. I'm not taking away from anybody over here. I'm chav. I'm being mafsid. That means he could have gained money from the metziah by picking it up, and he can't gain the money. So Rashi understood, Rav Nachman learned that this is a halacha in the parsha of Schia, the way the Ktzos explains Rashi, that the parsha of Schia was only said if we're not chappening with anyone, we're not mafsid anyone. But if someone will have a hefsid through the Schia, there was never said the parsha of Schia. So Rashi says, that's Afke Shriya, but if he made him a shliach, there's no problem. Rabbi Yochanan, and we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, holds that by Metziah is Bechlau no din of Teifes Labalchoy. The whole aloch of Teifes Labalchoy is, if I'm taking away, it's Meshubit to him, and I'm taking away his chusim, his shibudim, I'm mafkir his shibud, and giving it to someone else. That Rabbi Yochanan said only a baldova could do this. A baldova could take away, because he also has a shibud. It's meshubetim also. But a strange person should be bekoyach to take away a strange person who is not a baldova. So that is no such thing. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was mechadish. So b'meila, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why in our Gemara, we're talking about if he made him a shliach, there's also no problem. Rashi only said hishtik teire in Masechtas Bav Metziah and Daf Yud, and Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, who said, "Magbi metziah lechaveiroi, loikon lechaveiroi." That is how Rabbi Reuven wants to explain Shitas Rashi. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Avimi berei der Rabbi Abo, have maski bei Zuzi bei Chizoy. Avimi, the son of Rabbi Abo, they were moaning money from him. The Bei Chizoy, he owed money to the Bei Chizoy. Shadrinu biyat chome berei de rabbe baravo. So he sent to the Beichazoi, he sent the money that he owed them, with his nephew, chome. Ozel porino, so he paid up the chayv.
Amalohu hoveli shtore. Listen, I paid up to chayiv, now give me back the shtar. I paid up to chayiv. Amrulei sitroi nino. Now, there was another chayiv. There was a milval peh. And this money we took for the milval peh, we still have the shtar. You want the shtar? Pay again. Then we'll give you the shtar. Ashrek lechamaisa. They're not giving back the shtar. Also, lekame de Rabbi Abo. So now he came back to the Zaydim, Mr. Amir Rabbo. What happens now? Omale isloch sadi de poratinu. Do you have Adim that you paid them up? Omale loy? No, I paid them up. No one saw I paid them up. Omale. Because for the mice, we have to understand one thing, that the Becha Zoya being Mechadish was a new Chayv. That's been Megalon Zasod, which Mistom Rabavimi was Makrish tooth and nail, that there never was such a thing. But then Mechadish, there's a new Chayv. There's a Chayv, and they're taking the money for that Chayv. They have the Shtar. So Rabbo told them, since there's no Edim that you ever paid them up, is memele, is migud yecholim loyme loy hoyu dvorim eyolam, chelm nama lameyme sitroinino. That money they can keep. We can't do anything with the money. That means the nemet that keeps this money, they have a migud. They could have said, you never paid them. This is our money. Frag de gemore, leinyin shlumi shliach mai. So now, so this is a shrek lechamais over here. That means that Rab Chome took Avimi's money and he didn't accomplish anything. The Beicha Zoy still have a shtar over his head. Now, is he called a Peshaya? Was he a Peshaya with Rab Avimi's money? Does he have to pay him? Omar Ravashi Chazina. It matters. I Omar Leishkel Shtore Vahav Zuzi. If when he gave him the money, told them, take the shtar and give the money. Is Mishalim. So then he told them, Klo, take the shtar and give the money. He gave the money and then he asked for the shtar. So, but if he said, Habzuzi Ushkel Shtore, but if he told them, give the money and take back the shtar, Lay Mishal, that he doesn't have to pay because I listened to you, so, the Lohi, the Gemara says, no, La Locha Datron, Ben Kach U Ben Kach Mishalem. Whatever he told them, he has to pay. The Omalei can tell him, L'skuni Shedal Ticha V'loi La'abosi. I sent you, L'skuni, I sent you for my toive, and you went and you botched everything up. It's Mamela Yimachu, you have to pay. We'll see in Rashi and Taisvitz. Zogt Rashi. Maski bei noishim boy bei chazoi anshe yoisa medina, they were moaning money from him. Sitroi mitzadacha hayinu noishim bei milval peh umach masoi say milv and nachzik bem, because of that milval peh we'll keep the money for that milv. Lin yishlum yishliach lemishalach mai mihave poisheya sheherzir amoisa shlekibo mehem ashtar. You have my money, you should have been careful with it. Let us see Taisvis. Migo the Yochli Lemeima Lehoyu Dvorim Eilam. Yochli Lemeima. So now they can say that Sitroi have it. So Taisva says, Acher Sheniskine Shvuas Heses Ayri. It is speaking about after Chazal were Mesakine Shvuas Heses, the Shliach Negeya Be'edis, the Shliach is a Negeya. Taisva will explain soon what we're talking about. V'havi Migo Toiv. So now the Becha Zoi have a good Migo. Avol. Koidem sheniskeno shvuas heses. Now we'll see from how Tosis explains well and see what Tosis is saying now. Before they were misakin the din of Shvuas Heses, the Shliach einai negeya beidis. The Shliach b'chlal is not negeya beidis. The migu, the motzi oma hadratino leloide, motzi nami oma pratino lemalve. It means like this. If there wouldn't be a takona, before there was a takona of Shvuas Heses, so we'll ask, does this shliach, Rab Chome, does he have a negiya to say he gave them the money? He could have said, I returned the money to you. That means if he's a liar, let's talk about this Shai Legufa, about the money. Did he keep it for himself? What happened with the money? So if he would have Adin Teire with Avimi, Avimi would say, what's with the money? And he says, I gave it to them. So he'd be believed with Amigo. He could have said, I gave it back to you. Could Avimi want any money from him? And I'm a kaifahakal. I say, gave it back to you. Finished. So Rav Chama would win the din teira. So now there's a Shvuas Heses. If he's going to say, I gave it back to Avimi, so Avimi said, Anachta Katog, you didn't give it back to me. You swear that you gave it back to me. So now that's why Rav Chama would not want to say that he gave it back to Avimi, and he's going to say he gave it to the Bnei Chuzoy. Now he's an Egeya to say that she shouldn't have to swear. But before the Takon of Shvuas Heses, he doesn't have any Negiyas. That means if he's a liar, with Avimi, whatever he says, he won't have any obligations to Avimi. Now, if he's not an Egeya, so when he says that he gave the money to the Bnei Chazoi, and he's not a Negeya, so he's a Neidechot. It's a Neidechot that said that I gave you the money. Now we have to understand the Migu of the Bnei Chazoi. They're saying, there was another Chayiv. We believe them, Amigo, they could have said you never gave us the money. Oh, that's so poshit. There's an Eidechot that says he gave you the money. You saying he didn't give you the money, so you have to swear a shvua lahakrish ha'sa'id. That's not so comfortable. That's not a comfortable asig. To be makrish an Eidechot to swear against an Eid, that's a very uncomfortable situation. It's better for you to say sitroi, which no one knows about, than to say that I never got the money from the shliach, who is a kosher aid. So you lost your migu. You don't have a migu. That's not a good migu. But Tosfos says, but we're speaking about after they were misakin Shvuas Heses. So the shliach is no more an aid kosher. He has a negia to say he gave to them the money, because if we'll say he returned the money, so he'll have to swear Shvuas Heses. So he's Ois Eidechot. Now that he's Ois Eidechot, so now they have a Migo. So they could have said, if he's not an Eidechot, and he can't be Mechayev a Shvuas, so now they have a Migo. Instead, why did they have to say Sitroi? They could say Lehoi Dvorim Eyoilo. Now let us see Tosfos in the Beinig. Let's see again from the beginning. Migu di yochli lemeima lehoyu dvorim mi'olam. Yochli lemeima. So acher sheniskina shvuas heses hayri. It is speaking about after the umasakin shvuas heses, the shliach negeya be'edis, and now the shliach is a negeya to say that he gave it over to the bnei chizoi. Vahavi migu toib. So now the Bei Chizoi have a good migu. So why do you have to say Sitroi? They could have said, we never got it from you. Avol koidim sheniskin ha-shvuas heses, but before they made a takon of shvuas heses.
the shliach ain't a negeya beidus. The shliach is then is not a negeya beidus. He doesn't have to say gave to them. The migu the motzi oma hadresinu leloive. Motzi nami oma pratinu lemalve. He could have said I gave it back to the loive. So if he says pratinu lemalve, he also should be nemun. Kedem rina bereshpek beis the gedushin. So he has no negeyas whatsoever what to say. Is loyhavi migu. So then the Bechizo do not have a migu. The loychatzifi lahakrish esa'eit. That means they wouldn't be mechutzofim. Migu works. If I'm a liar, so I could have said another lie. So, but the matter is, which lie is easier to say? The lie of Sitroi is a much easier lie to say than the lie of they never got the money. Kiven shein in igeya bedovo, so he's an eidecha that's mechaye v'shvur. Kedemuch gabi nascha der rabba bepeik cheske sabbatim. Kedom rinon, so Tesis brings a raya, gabi nascha der rabba bepeik cheske sabbatim, Mehemen lemeima didi chotvi bimigu di bioma loicho tafti. The maise by Nascha the Rababe was as follows. That's Reuven chapped from Shimon a Nascha, a piece of metal, a piece of silver, and one aid saw it. He watched how he chapped, and he comes to Bezni, he says, he chopped a Reuven chapped Shimon this Nascha. And Reuven said, "En chotfi, taka I chapt. I 100% agree with you also, but didi chotfi, it's mine, I chapt." So Tosfos asked Akasha, why can't we believe him? Why can't we be Reuven with Amigo could have said lo chotafti? He could have said lo chotafti, be makrish the eid. So Tosfos said, that's not a good Migu. To be makrish and aid with a shvua is not a good migu. Let us see further. Taisus l'skuni shedarticho v'loy la'avosi. Davke mishum dehiske loy likach shtar. As the Gemara says, it doesn't matter if he said first take the shtar, or he said first give the money. Lemaise, he told him, you get a shtar from them. Oy betchilo, oy besoif, de isle la suki adaiti, likich mehem a shtar koidin. So then, if he spoke about shtar, so then Rav Chomer should have realized that Avimi is not a and say the Mishnah, he said, take the shtar, or take the, give the money, take the shtar. He spoke about a shtar. So then, Rab Chome should have realized that we're speaking about people who are not too honest, and he said, take the shtar. So then he should not have been naive and said, before I pay, I want to see the shtar. The Islay La Suki Adait, Likir Mema Shtar Kaita. Avim lehiskeloy lekichas hashtar, but if he did not mention at all the lekichas hashtar, v'loy omer leitvei elahav zuzi, he just told him pay up the choiv, is potter, then he's potter, then Rab Chomer would be potter. The motzi omer at mehemtis mehemislu, you trusted them. He never told me I have to take a shtar, so you trusted them. So I have to be choshed b'ksherim. K'damrinig abichem v'ni alpen kosei b'reish po b'metziye. V'chem v'ni omol abal abayis, ano shlichu soch ovdi, ma'is li gabi socher. Av ol gav de mishtabali le mehemet, av mehem desleit, le amatli hav le besadi. Now the Gemara in Bob Metzi brings down a maise as follows. It was a maise that the Poyalim worked for a balabos, and they came to him, they want to get paid. She said, no problem, go to the Chemveni and tell him that
he should pay you, and I'll pay the chemveni. Fine. A week later, the chemveni comes to him. No, he laid out money. He wants to get paid. The poilim come to him, and they tiny. The chemveni never gave us any money. So Lamaisa, the Gemara says that the Balabos has to pay both of them. But there the Gemara says that the Chemveni can tie it to the Balabos. That means you trusted them. I wasn't mechuyev to do anything. Ramatli havlei besad. You never told me I have to prove that I'm giving them. So Mamela, I mean, there's no tie. So we see Klo. There is such a tie that a person can tie. That means I don't have to be... Even though there's a din kabdeyu v'chashdeyu, there's such an inyan take, but you can't say I'm a pesheya that I should have known that he's not trustworthy since you never told me anything. That's what Taisa says, the same thing over here. Before we go further, I'd like to mention a very geshmaka ha'ora I saw in Ayelas HaShacha. Ayelas HaShacha says as follows. There was a sichsuch between Avimi and the Beich Hazoi. The Beich Hazoi said that there was another choiv, there was a milva alpeh, and we're taking money for this milva alpeh. What did Avimi say? Avimi said they're liars. There never was such a thing. This is the only chayiv, and they're liars. In this din teire between Avimi and the Beich Hazoi, so Rav Abo says, the Beich Hazoi have a migu. That means they have a migu on their taine, that they have a migu. They could have said la'adam, and they say there was another shtar. So we believe them. So, what do we know now? What do we assume now? There was another chayv, sitroi. There was another chayv. I mean, frekt ayelas hashacha. So now the Gemara asks a shayla, what's with Rav Chome? Rav Chome has to pay Avimi. Why does Rav Chome have to pay Avimi? You know, the Rabbonim paskin that there was another chayv. There was sitroi. What do you want from me? There wasn't, you're telling me there wasn't, but there was a din teire between you and the Beich Hazoi. And the Beich Hazoi won this din teire. They and them on to say that there was another chayv. So what do you want from me? I wasn't a peshay in your money. I paid up one of your chayvis. So why should I have to pay you now? So the Yelas HaShacha wants to say that the Migu is only Legabi the Din Teire between Avimi and the Beich Hazoi. Legabi them, the Migu helps. But Legabi Rav Chome and Rav Avimi, the Migu of the Beich Hazoi will not in any way be mevarer that there was tak another chayiv. Legabi Rav Chome. Legabi Rav Chome, I have a taina to you, I gave you money, and you did the wrong thing with my money. You can't tell me there was another chayiv because that's legabi them. Their Migu is not mevarer be'etzem there was another chayiv. It's only legabi this din teire. I can't shepherd them. They have a migo that they say sitroi finished. But legabi you, I mean, like this is a klal. That means the demachadish there was a choiv legabi you. This is not a poita. So meirdeke haore. Let us go further. Hahi itse da have mifkedi gabo meluge de story. There was a woman that there was a pekodin by her a tick full of stories. What's pshat a tick full of stories? That means that the mafkid who gave her this tick was a malve, and he had a lot of shtoris. The shtoris, he lent to Reuben money, Shimon money, Levi money, and she was a nifkat. She's holding the shtoris for him. Now, he died, this malve died. Also, Yerushim Kotobele Mino. Now, Rebbetzin, you have the shtoris of our father. Now, please retain it. We want to be goy with the chayvis. We need the shtoris to be goy with the chayvis. Omra lohu, so she said, no, one second. Your father owed me money also. So she went and told them, when your father gave me the shtoris, I was a shtickle royis and oilet, so I chapped the shtoris that they should be a peroim for my choiv, so I chapped mechayim. So you want the shtoris? This is all. I mean, this I chapped the mokim, this was a tvisa mechayim, if you look into Rabbi Kiva, it helps. Asoi lekame de Rav Nachman. So they came to Rav Nachman to ask the Shaila, Omalo. So he asked her, Islich Sadi de Tavua Minoch Mechayim Veloyovis Nele. Are there Edim that he came to you, the Malve, the Mafkid came to you, and he said, give me back the Shtoris, and you said, no. I'm not going to give you back. I'm holding the shtoris for the chayv you owe me. Do you have edus on this? No, I don't have edim. I'm telling you, that's the story. There was no edim. In Cain, have a tvisa de la achamise. So mamela sorts a tvisa de la achamise. So the tvisa we see now. We see now the tvisa. A tvisa da chamisa loiklumi. That means, so now it's metaltli de yasmi. So memela, now your tvisa doesn't help. If you would have edim that you chapted mechaim, that's a different story, but since you don't have edim, so it's a tvisa la chamisa. Let us see Rashi. Da vemifkedi gabo meyavi yesoimim. Melug me de story, tik mole stories. Mechaim tefistnulu, bechoiv sheyachayev li, herzakti behem. I was marzik on these stories, als de choiv. Have tvise de la achemise. Shekolz man, shoho yochai. Hoye pekodim biyotcho. That means Kozman, he was alive, so was a pikod. Vereihen kiminochim b'rshusei, so it's like it was in his rishus. V'chi amrinen tvisa mechayim, when is it considered tvisa mechayim? K'goin sh'ra'ohu korev lomas, v'tofas metalfu m'shem choyvei, v'lohoye pikodin b'yodei, but here was a pikodin all the time. So always was Beshusai. You have no raya that there was any tvisa whatsoever. Poshet, it's Beshus ha-malve. Now it's Beshus ha-yisaymim. So it's metaltali diyasmi. Let us see Taisvis. Isloch sadi de tavatinu mechayim. Ve'imtayma ba'amai tzricho sadi. Why does she need edis? Nehemne lididah b'migul diboy amro lakuchin hein b'yodi. She could have said lakuchin hein b'yodi. Now let us appreciate Tosfos Kasha. We hear a Gemara and Daf Pei Dalad Amud Beis l'chayra a similar Gemara. We hear a Maise ahu bikra de yasmi the tofse ture minei. There was a shamer of behemis. And someone chapped an ox. Now the teufis bal choyvoma michaim tefisna. I chapped this ox when the loiva was still alive. ובקרא אמר לך מיסה תופסה. So they came to the same Rav Nachman. So there Rav Nachman Paskin. He asked the Bakr, do you have Edim that, do you have Edim that this person was typhus? So he said, no. So he says, if you don't have Edim, Samiga could have said, La Adam, he could have said, Lekucha Biyodi, Yochanam Elameim, Mechaim Tavisnolay. That means there's no Edom on the Tvisa, so this person could have said, I bought it. And he'd be Nemon. So just like he's Nemon to say Lakuach, so he's Nemon to Taina Tafisna Michai. And this was a psak of Rav Nachman. In fact, Tachtaisvis, we have the same story over here. That means this woman could have said, she bought the Shtoris. She has thought she bought the Shtoris. And L'chayre should be Nemot. So let's believe her to feast the Mechayim et Amigo of Lekuach. Now, let us just give a shtikel agdome that Taisvis understood that there's no Edim that know that she got a Pekodin, that he gave her the Pekodin. Just like there's no Edim that saw that he was Teveya from her and she said, I'm not giving you back. There's also no Edim that he gave her a Pekodin. Because if there was Edim that he gave her a Pekodin, so how could she tie the Lekuach? So she doesn't have, she doesn't have any Raya whatsoever that she bought it. Like this, if a person is holding Metaltalim, so there's a Raya, how to get hold of the Metaltalim? Lem is a kinin inish bigneve. So Mustam, I bought it. So I bought it. I'm never lakachti, it's a tvisa mechachas. But if we know Klo that he gave it to her for a pikodim, she can't tie that, you know, I bought it from you, because there's no raya from your tvisa that you bought it. So Taisus understood, there's no Edom Bechlal how she got it. I don't know. So she could have said, I bought these stories from him, finished. And she's an honest lady, and she comes and says, you know, I didn't buy it. He gave it to me for a pikodim, but I was Taifas Michayim. So let's believe her with Amigo. That's Taisvis Kash. It's Mamish. This is an Omid away from the Gemara. And that paid dollar Omid base. That's Taisvis Kash. Amai tzricha sadi nehemna ledido b'migo di boy omra lekuchen ein b'yodi. The af al gav de kaimalon dein oishio is niknis b'mesire. Etzriche mesire ushtar lekiche. Hani mili liknois hachoiv. Aber liknois hani yo koni belo ishtar. Hoyel vehim uchzekes boi. Now, let's just explain what Taisvis is asking and answering. There's a shaila in the Gemara. If a person wants to sell a choiv, a kosuv bishtar, that means as follows, that Reuven has a shtar that was written to him from Shimon, but Shimon says in the shtar, it says in the shtar that Shimon owes Reuven $100. Now, Reuven wants to sell the choiv through the shtar to Levi. Now, there's a whole sugi in Baba Basra, Namrechas Hasfine, how one is able to sell the choiv to the shtar. There's one man, the Yomah, that says, Oishi is niknis b'mesire. That means, by giving by the Reuven, who is the Bala shtar, by giving over this shtar to Levi, Levi gets a schus gviye in the choiv, and Levi can man from Shimon. That's Oishi is niknis b'mesire. Another mandiyama holds, and we paskin like the other mandiyama, oishe is niknes biksiva umesire. That means, the giving all the time mesire sadovo shows bailes on the dovo hanimsar. For example, mesire is poshit mosaloi hameisere. I'll give over the reins of a behemoth to a potential lekeach. So, I'm giving you the reins of the behemoth, so that's a maisa kinyin on the behemoth. I'm giving you the control of the behemoth. I'm giving it over to you.
But over here, the mesira is being done in a piece of paper. The choiv, there's a lot of words there on the paper, but the maise mesira is not sufficient to be kind of the choiv. Unless I give you a shtar, plus the mesiris, I write a shtar, kni locha iyu v'chol shibudei, shibikoine this shtar, and whatever it says in the shtar, and then I give you over that shtar, so then, that's how you're kind of the choiv. So Taisvi says, so let's go back to my kasha. I asked the kasha that she has a migu, she could have said lekuach biyodi. So Taisvi says she doesn't have a migu. If he sold it to you, where's the other shtar? Oisis nikris biksive umesire. That means if I sold it to you, you need a shtar. Kni loche iu v'chol shibudei. She doesn't have another shtar. So Memela, so how can she say that she bought the choiv? Where is your shtar? By holding the paper, that's no proof that you were kind of the choiv. That's Taisvis kasha. And that's Taisvis kasha. Maybe you'll, for em for my kasha. Therefore, gav the kaimulon. The ein oisi is niknis be mesire. Utsriche mesire ushtar lekiche. So how can she taina lakachti? So Taisa says, Hani mina liknes achoiv. That's 100% right. To be koine the choiv, mesira is not sufficient. You need ksivo mesira. Avo liknes haniyo, koni beloishta. But to be koine the paper, that you can be koine without a shta. Hoyo be mozekes boy. Vahach itse loyhoisa chayshashes, ela liknais meluge dishtori beloyachoiv. She wasn't interested in being kaina the choiv, which is in the shtar. She was interested in being kaina the shtoris alo. Why? Midakomro michayim tefisno. What did she say? She said, I chapt it michayim. Let's say for 1 minute she's telling the truth. You did chap it. You chapt the shtores mechayim. The lawyer differ mim mesire. That means you chapping the choiv. The shtores is not better than mesire's ashtar alone. Elo. So what did she plan to accomplish by chapping the shtores mechayim? Oidei kach oishi yachayla litchay kayershim. Sheyifru ayor shema shehoye chayev lo v'ameh shelo itach ze meluge d'shtori v'ave kamay mashke. That means her whole interest in chapping the shtoris was not to be goyved the chayvis from the loivin. She can't be goyved the chayvis from the loivin without the malva writing to her kni lochi v'chol shibude. So tvisa saivis I would not help. What did she want to accomplish? She wanted to accomplish, if she's tofus in the shtoris, so she's holding, this is a leverage, this is pressure on the yesoimim, you want to be goyver from your loivim. Fine, I have the shtoris. A kozman, you don't take care of me. Kozman, you won't be paid the shtoris for me, I won't give you the shtoris. So memele, this is a way, like this is a mashkin, that she'll hold the shtoris till they pay her the choiv what the father owes her. So Memela, that's all what she wanted. She didn't want more than that. She's tining. She was typhus the shtoris, and she has a right to hold the shtoris till they pay her the choiv. She was typhus the shtoris for a mashkin for the choiv that the father owes her. Now, we didn't believe her. Did you evade him that this happened? Fine. She has a migu though. She could have said, lekuchu biyodi. She could have said that, if she's a liar, why did she have to say, tfisna bechayim? Let her say, it's a very geschmack a lie. I bought the shtoris. I bought the shtoris from him, and memele, and Faltik, and then she'd be Nemon. She's tough as in the stories.
Va'aymari. So the Ri says, Vloichoshev migu. That is not considered a migu. Hoyl va'achshov eino yechoylo litoin lekuachu biyodi. Now she can't eino lekuachu biyodi. Shekva omro mechaim tefisna, because she said a minute ago, mechaim tefisna. Umishum di boy omro lekuchin hein biyodi. Bisho sha omro mechaim tefisna. Lay mehem lahashte. The Ba'oise Shosh Omro Mechayim Tafisno Svura Hoise Shi Taina Mu'ula Lehoise Yada Shi Tzricho Litoin De Tavinu Mino Mechayim Midaloi Toano Me'atzmo. Now Taisvis says a Moira de Kezach. The whole Lomdis of Migu, how does Migu work? Let's speak about a poshet amigo, parati migo de mezuyif. That means a malve has a shtar. And I come and say, I paid up the shtar. No, this is, I paid up the shtar. Shtochim yodi my boy. I paid up the shtar. So, by Emerson, the taina of parati is not a good taina. It's a very batlonish taina. But this loiva comes in time is the best. But listen, I was born on this time, and I can't say a lie. I said parati, because that's the truth. I paid up the shtar. If I'm a liar, so why do you have to say about lo mishalai? I could have said mizuyif. I said mizuyif, so finish. He can't be mekayim the shtar. So if I'd be a liar, I would say a lie that wins. Why did I say a taina that doesn't win? Zarayim, a true person. That's the lomdus of migu. Every migu, the toyin, is saying a batlonish taina. He's saying a taina which Beznu will not believe him, and he's proving he's telling the truth, because if he's not telling the truth, so why didn't he pick out a good lie? Why did he pick out a batlonish lie? That shows his honesty. That is a migu. But, so this is a mirah de gezach. But let us say for 1 minute, let's go on the Migo Parati, Migo de Mizuyif. Let's say we have a person who thinks if you tie the Parati, you also Neman. He's under the pressure, he ties Parati, you Neman. He thought he'd win the Dintera with Parati. Does he have a Migo to prove that he's right if he's a liar? Could be you're a liar. You know why you tying it Parati? Because you thought Parati is a good lie. Now you just found out that Parati is not a good lie. But you're a liar, Taki. You're not proving you're not a liar. Migu is only a proof if the taina you are tining is a taina that doesn't have namonis. So that is a proof to us you're telling the truth. And because if you be a liar, why did you say such a batlonish taina? So Taisva said, when she came and she tined it, Tafisna lo Michayim, if we would ask her before Rebetzin, Tafisna lo Michayim, you think you're Neman with this tine? Sure. I mean, I'm holding it and it was by me and I tined it, Tafisna lo Michayim. So she was under the impression she'd be Neman. Till Rav Nachman told her, you have Eidim that he was Teveya. Then she found out that she's not Neman. So Bekitza, when she said Tafisna Lei Mechayim, she was under the impression that she'll be Neman. So then she didn't have a Migu. That means then we should believe what she said then, because she could have said Lokachti. Then could be she's a liar, and she thought this is a good lie. So Memela, then we didn't have no Birur of Migu. Because she thought this was a good lie. Now we told her that he not Neman to Taine. Fine. So now we should believe this Taine. Now she finds out that she's not Neman. So let's believe her now, because she could have then said a good lie. There's no such thing of migul. That's a migul le mafreya.
That means that what she could have done then, that's true, she could have. Then she could have said Lakachti then also 100%. But when she said Tafisnulay Mechayim, then it wasn't Amigu, because then she thought Tafisna is a good taina. Now I should believe the taina of now she knows that it's no good. So she says, okay, see, it's no good. Believe me, I could have tained it then, Lakachti. That's called Amigu Lamafreya. Amigu Lamafreya Lo Yamrina. That's what Taisvi says. V'raye misoyf perik zaboyre gabe yehi itse de nofek shtore mituse yod. She was a nifkat. She had a shtar and it was brought in bezin. V'omro yedana by shtore de peruo. You know, this is a shtar, but I know that the loyve paid up the shtar. V'loy hemna Rab Nachman, mishum kimen dischazik pebeidine, pere sherinu ashtar biyodo. We saw the shtar. Now we see a shtar, and possibly we have to assume a shtar is a good shtar, and she's telling us it's a parua dike shtar. Iboi kolso loy amrinen. So what? She could have burnt the shtar. She could have done that attack 100%. That means if she would have burnt the shtar before, or if we would have never have known about the shtar, that means if she would come to Bezin, and Bezin is unaware of the shtar, Bezin didn't see the shtar, and she would come to Bezin and tell Bezin, you know, I have a shtar, yeah, but it's paid up. Why should we believe you? Listen, if I wanted, I could burn the shtar. I'm telling you, I have a shtar and it's paid up. So there, she is a good migu. Kozman Bezin doesn't see the shtar, and she's coming to Bezin and telling them, I have a shtar, but it's paid up. So then she has a migu iboi kalso. But the minute Bezin saw the shtar already, now she doesn't have a migu anymore. Iboi kalso leimrinen, afa pishim omra perua hu koidim shirinu ashtar biyod. If she would have said this before, hoisen emenes, bimigud iboi kalso, oba hashte, now shirinu biyodo. Now that we saw the shtar, now there's no more migu anymore, einen emenes oid, da hashte les lo migu. I believe her now because before she could have burnt it, there's no such thing. That means the malve comes to the loive bifnei edim, and he tells him, you know, I lent you a money, and he says, yes, you're right, 100%. L'mocha omalei, so the next day, no, I lent you a money, give me the money. Nasati v'loch, I paid you the money. Potter, so he's potter. Uporech b'gmore, mino l'mando mamal v'chavei rebeidim, tzorech l'poi rebeidim. That there's a man yoma that says, if I lend you be'edim, so you have to pay back with edim, you're not nemon to taina parati. Even the Tovi Beidim commander ois for Beidim. Dami Sumor said, what's the difference if he lent Beidim or he was Tevei Beidim? Uktani Potter. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Umay Kushe, Shani Hoche, the Mehemem Bemigidi Be Omar Esmer Lahadam. That means, believe me, today Parati, I could have said yesterday Lahadam. Yes, it was only a Tviyah Bifnei Eidim, I could have said Lahadam. Elevadi migulam afreya loyam rinon. It's a right from this, we don't say migulam afreya.